degree HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. I don't know if he's got looks that kill, but he does have lots of knowledge. Alan Bell joins us now from Sportsline. And let me just say, you're dragging a whole Twitter mob behind you today regarding your Tom Brady takes, man. Let's just go ahead and unleash some of the fury here.
Let's do it. All right. So first off,
he's leading some of them from behind him, but there's others that are standing there waiting, like in Braveheart.
They are. First off, you're right on the looks. Clearly perfect for this medium. Second, glad you
I don't
guys.
Know. I like Coffee House Bell, man.
I'm glad that you guys.
T-shirt and beanie.
I'm glad y'all. Bell.
Glad you guys are back. You got to see all 50 states in the snow. So you guys had a heck of a trip.
I never thought I would go to Des Moines. Although it's funny, all week I joked that we would end up in Des Moines because they were calling for ice Friday morning.
I totally blame this on him. Yeah. So that was his joke the whole week.
All week spoke jokes it right on us. Into existence.
Yep. Yeah.
Here we are.
You guys Twitter like during that entire. Process was awesome. Like you guys,
I'm trying to go through a little process of trying to figure out like the social media impressions for that deal. But thousands upon thousands upon thousands of messages and likes and all of those things, just following us along, hoping that we would survive. So we appreciate the Zone listeners for sure. The power of this radio station is phenomenal, and we love that you love us.
No, I mean you guys crushed it, man. The entire station did. Like everybody the entire run. So, yeah. So, all right. So, this Tom Brady thing, right? So, I want to make two disclaimers really quickly before.
Okay.
First, this is no indictment on Ryan Tannehill. If Ryan Tannehill is the starting quarterback of the Titans next year,
I'm good.
Great shape. Great shape. He's a stud. Had a heck of a year. Good to go. Second, there are no two perfect individuals to make this decision than Mike Vrabel and John Robinson. They know both of these guys, Tom Brady and Ryan Tannehill, very, very well. Whatever they decide is probably the right decision, right? So those two things out there, let's get them out. Now, my case is this. If you're looking at Ryan Tannehill and Tom Brady, you've got to take that chance with Tom. I get it. I understand that he's older. I understand that it would be quite different with him not being with the Patriots. But there are some reasons why this makes a lot of sense, all right? So first off, you look at his numbers. Everybody, kind of came back and said, oh, he's average. He's fall off. He had a horrible year. Not really. All right. He threw for over 4,000 yards. All right. His numbers are comparable to 2001 through 2004 when he won three Super Bowls, except he had less interceptions and he did it with no one. No one.
61% completion rate.
I'll take it. 61%? Not
That's
bad.
That's not good.
I'll but take it.
Can
with
most,
him?
Can most fans name anybody he's throwing to outside of Edelman?
Yeah. Exactly. And second, he did not have a running back have a 100-yard game all year. He had no run game, no offensive line. The guy literally had nothing. And I know the Titans won. They barely won. It wasn't like some blowout, right? And I'm not saying that Tom Brady had a good game, but, I mean, he was legitimately out there by himself on offense, right? So you look at that. All right, you look at number two. So, again, going back to that point, and I get that Ryan Tannehill didn't play a full 16-game season. Tom Brady threw his yardage was almost the amount. It was like 150 yards less than what Ryan Tannehill threw and Derrick Henry rushed for combined. All right? Again, and I'm not saying that passing yardage is the end-all be-all. It certainly isn't. Phillip Rivers is up there. All right? That goes to show you. It doesn't mean all that much. But again, this guy hasn't fallen off. Right? Like, I get that, his numbers aren't Tom Brady numbers, but you've got to, your eyes kind of play a little game with you to where you look at the Patriots and say, oh, he's kind of fallen off. I'm telling you, the guy had no one out there. And what we're doing is we're going to compare.
No protection.
Yeah, I mean, the guy legitimately had nothing. And we're going to compare Ryan Tannehill to Marcus Mariota, and we're going to compare Tom Brady to Tom Brady. So what we have to do is we have to compare Ryan Tannehill to Tom Brady, right? If this is truly available, you have to compare those two. And again, if you end up with Ryan Tannehill, you're good to go.
So here's a big question.
Yep.
If you phrase it like that.
Yep.
Money, 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 money.
Here's the best part. I don't think Tom Brady cares about money. And I think that if you look at a contract situation, you could probably get Ryan Tannehill and Tom Brady for roughly around the same amount.
Stop it, Alan.
And roughly Stop the same it, amount Alan. Of years. Right? Like, what are we looking at Ryan Tannehill? 4, 5, 6 years? No. Everything we're hearing is,
five, but really three?
If they put the tag on him, Tom Brady might be cheaper than Ryan Tannehill. Think about that.
What's the tag? 27, I think?
It's high.
Something like that?
It's high. And I don't think Tom Brady is motivated by money at all. I don't think he really cares. He wants to win. That's it. And you look at it, and if he came in the system, if he came in today, he's going to fit right in with what John Robinson and Mike Vrabel want to do. Now, he's going to have to learn. He's going to have to learn that part. Like, the offensive part, there's going
to
be a transition.
So that's my argument to you.
Yeah.
You go from a quarterback that knows exactly what Arthur Smith wants to do and likes to do, and they worked well together clearly, and they were clicking at the right time at the end of the season, and now all of a sudden you've got a quarterback that hasn't run a different system basically his entire career. He's done what he wants to do,
yeah,
how he wants to do it, and all of a sudden he's walking into something brand new.
Exactly, right? And I agree with you on that. And there are cons to this as well, which we want to put out there, right? So you're exactly right. What Ryan Tannehill has above Tom Brady is relationships with these receivers, tight ends, offensive line,
yep,
offensive coordinator. Tom Brady doesn't have that. Also, I like what Ryan Tannehill brings with his legs, especially in the red zone. There is a definite X factor.
You don't get that with Tom.
Absolutely not, right? Like, you don't. Like, there's a definite X factor.
Never
had
that with Tom.
No, never. So, you know, and that's what I want this conversation to be. Again, I'm not saying that it has to happen, but you look at these opportunities and you say, is there a window where you could get this guy and essentially recreate what the Broncos did with Peyton Manning? Now, did it end great? No. It ended with a Super Bowl,
yeah,
right? I mean, that part worked,
yes,
right? So you look at it and say, okay, can this work? Can this happen? And is this the piece? And here's another part. I've got more, and I won't, you know, blast it with this. You look at the Titans, and you look at what the Chiefs did. They sold out to stop Derrick Henry and did it. Now, first, give them credit, give Frank Clark credit, and their defensive, you know, effort to what they did. You know what Tom Brady does? Tom Brady buys insurance against that because you can't just set up shop and stop Derrick Henry. Tom Brady will pick you apart. And with the weapons that the Titans have here, he has a young wide receiver in A.J. Brown. He's got a tight end in Jonnu Smith. You have his Wes Welker and Adam Humphries right here. You have everything, every single thing. Tom Brady wouldn't be asked to do half here in Tennessee of what he was asked to do in New England.
You've got that route running machine of Ferkser.
Yeah. I mean, Tom Brady could, I mean, honestly, like, he has everything. You have everything that you would want to give that guy, right? And he buys you insurance against teams saying, you know what, we're just going to put 9 out here and stop Derrick Henry and make you beat us. Now, Ryan Tannehill, can he do it? Sometimes, yeah. Couldn't do it against the Chiefs, and that's nothing against him. The Chiefs might win the Super Bowl. They're that good. But Tom Brady buys you that insurance.
Straight fire, bro.
All right, y'all have a good night.
Okay, we'll see you. off to the coffee house.
Buckethead. Alan Bell, 24/7, are you on the TB12 payroll? Are they sponsoring this 3HL segment?
He's going to be wearing some of those pajamas.
I'd love to get on that payroll. It'd be nice.
Well, we can get into more of this on the other side, but even like that's a pretty glamorous couple. How do they fit in Nashville? And we had this discussion early in the show. There's all kinds of glamorous people that live in Nashville. There's superstars that live in Nashville.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you find yourself a spot outside of town. You find yourself some land. You build your dream house. It's way cheaper than anything up in the Northeast.
Yeah.
The land outside of town.
True.
It is. With regard to the contract, there is no state income tax. That is a big thing.
Absolutely.
You're talking about tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah, and you want to talk about dollars? Think about this. You know what else Tom Brady brings? Season tickets. Jersey sales. Monday night football
jerseys.
Games. You want to get on primetime? Go get Tom Brady. See what that does.
Just saying on Twitter, not excited about Tom Brady coming to town, but Giselle?
Well said.
HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. JT with Crocus today. Wow. How did we get to Crocus? What musical pathway led us to Crocus?
I'm in the L's today, which doesn't
long,
make sense.
Long stick goes boom.
Yeah.
I will they say were not very
that's subtle. All you needed.
For their song title.
Coffeehouse Bell is in here. Alan, yes. Bell 24/7 on Twitter. Stating his case for TB12 to end up with the Titans. We want to see if the numbers would be similar, so we offered the same poll as the Wake Up Zone did this morning. If given the choice, which quarterback would you choose to be the Titans starter in 2020? Ryan Tannehill, Tom Brady, or don't make me choose. This morning, Tannehill 66%, Tom Brady 24%. Don't make me choose 10%. Alan Bell stating his case. Getting some Tom Brady love. You're swinging people over, so to speak. Tom Brady with 33.1 now, so 9% higher than this morning.
There we go. All right, we're doing our
people
job.
People are coming around to the idea. Well, I don't know what kind of job we're doing, but I'm with you, though. If the Titans end up with Ryan Tannehill for the next 2 years, I think they're in great shape.
Yep. It's a win-win.
And I think it's an awesome story. I think it already is an awesome story that he's in the Pro Bowl. I mean, think about that. Miami paid the Titans to take him.
They did.
Essentially.
They did.
And look how that turned out. So I think they're okay there.
Yeah.
But if you have a chance to get Tom freaking Brady, I know everybody wants to say his season was bad last year. His season, as you compare him to him, was not his best for sure. In fact, it was one of his worst. But he still threw for more than 4,000 yards, which no Titan quarterback has ever done.
Yeah. Yeah.
The highest is 3,600, Matt Hasselbeck.
Yeah.
He still threw for 26 touchdown passes or 24 touchdown passes.
24.
Only three quarterbacks in the history of the Titans or Oilers organization threw more than that in a season. Three. Yeah. Warren Moon, who, by the way, was at the Westin Bar.
A lot.
Hanging out. Yeah, that was kind of cool to see him. But
Warren having a good time.
George Blanda and Marcus when he threw 26.
Yeah.
Those are the only three.
Yeah. I think that's important, right? Like, you know, when you compare it correctly, right? Like, don't, compare Ryan Tannehill and Tom Brady. And again, it's a win-win. Whichever one you end up with, you know, you're solid. Like, the Titans are going to come into next year in great shape. You know, I think one thing with Tom Brady as well is what he also gives you is the opportunity to build for the future, to where you could take him as soon as free agency enters and know that you're going into the draft to draft a young quarterback. Can you do that with Tannehill? Would that mess with his head? Would that give the, I'm the quarterback, is somebody going to try to take my job if I have a couple bad games? Exactly what Tannehill just did. Brady's not worried about that. He's gone through that in New England every single year. He knows why he's here. He'll take care of the kid. He'll help the kid every chance he gets because he knows I'm probably here for 2 years max. So he helps you build for the future too. But I don't know. I mean, it's a tough situation. If it's actual, you know, if it's something that's real, we still don't know if it's, a viable, thing. But
I just don't know how in the world with the personal relationships that he has with Mike Vrabel and with John Robinson. I mean, Mike Vrabel could pick up the phone and call him right now and ask, how's your wife and how are your kids? I mean, who knows? Maybe they're having those kind of conversations already. This is two guys who were teammates.
Yeah.
Absolutely, it's not already are having those.
It's not like this thing is not. I mean, I know tampering and whatnot, but that's two guys who are former teammates. Yeah. They can call each other, and whatever comes up.
It does. Talk to my agent, bro.
Yeah.
I think that's the best thing for however this goes down, whichever quarterback is chosen, that you know that the right decision will be made. You know, so that's the best part, that you can feel comfortable and say, Mike Vrabel and John Robinson are going to make the right decision, right? Like, they know these guys, and they know, like, Vrabel could tell John Robinson, no, we're not going after Tom Brady. Trust me, we're not doing this. Tannehill's our guy.
Right.
Right? And everybody would agree and say, all right, yeah, let's roll with it, including me, right? So that's the best part, is that the Titans are in good hands, literally all around.
Let's take a couple of these phone calls. Curtis in Nashville. Say hello to Alan Bell.
Hey, Alan. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I guess the question that I had is that do you think the 2 years that you would possibly get with Brady, even though he's not quite what he was or what he has been, is potentially better than the 2 years you could get with Tannehill, and then even maybe further along if he does stay healthy and then turns into that role where he can also help groom a younger quarterback? I'll hang up and listen.
So, all right. So first off, appreciate the call. Second, that's the hard part. And that's the largest risk, right? Is, what are you going to get out of Tom Brady? And do you really have lightning in a bottle with Ryan Tannehill the next couple years? And are you going to ruin that and ruin the locker room? Right? Like, that's the biggest thing. I go back to this. You have 19 years of history of data that shows you exactly what Tom Brady is. It doesn't change, right? Like, it'll fluctuate up or fluctuate down based on his standards, but it's always above the league, right? So you have all of that in front of you. Ryan Tannehill, we have, 7 years? and it's generally in the 3,000 range, which isn't bad by any means. But are you going to get this Ryan Tannehill next year, right? And what if you're the team that says no to Tom Brady and Ryan Tannehill regresses back? And I'm not saying that's going to happen. Tannehill
could
be.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to put that.
Yeah. What happened?
Because Tannehill had his best year ever.
Yeah. You're right. And I think, what if Derrick Henry had his best year ever? Right? Like, and I'm not saying that they did. They might come back next year, both of them, and be even more incredible. I think the entire city and state hopes that they will, and there's nothing that says that they won't. But it's just a risk. There's risk on both sides.
I did some math this morning. In 88 games in Tannehill, in Miami for Tannehill, he was 63% completion, 232 yards per game, 1.4 TDs, and 0.85 interceptions per game. He averaged 7 yards per attempt. This year and the 10 games that he started, and then the 11th game he played half of, so I put that in there. So 11 games this year in Tennessee, 70% completion, 7 points higher, 249 yards per game, 17 more yards per game, straight up 2 touchdowns per game. So, you know, almost half a touchdown more per game, 0.5 interceptions. So that percentage was down, and 9.6 yards per attempt, 2.6 yards more per every time he threw the ball.
It's incredible. I mean, it's legitimately his best year.
Yeah.
Right? Like, across the board, it's his best year. And here's the thing. He could do that again. Tennessee has the talent. That's the good part, and that's where you can feel comfortable that this isn't a dire situation. The Titans have done so well to put themselves in this conversation that you can, you know, toss around these ideas. But, yeah, I mean, that's the risk, is that is he going to come back and do that again? Because you know what you're going to get with Tom Brady, right? Even if he has the year that he did this year, I think everybody would be happy with that. But, yeah, I mean, that's the risk. That's what makes this game so difficult.
Let's get another call. Kevin in Laverne. Kevin, thanks for checking in with 3HL.
Yes, I'd like to comment on the Tannehill-Brady situation.
Shoot, buddy.
I'd take Tannehill over Brady right now. But if Brady could bring out his number one weapon with him, Gronkowski, I'd take Brady all day long.
Oh, you just added a layer. Well, we're just peeling back this onion.
Is there some interesting news about that, Alan?
Yeah, there is. All right, so Rob Gronkowski is in Nashville right now. All right.
Hey, so, Gronk, come by the studio, yep. Bro. 10 so, Music Circle East. Let's go. Over.
Yeah, let's give some props to.
We've got some fudge cookies for you.
What's he doing?
Well, there's a gym around here, Areet. And I believe he's a little bit of an investor in that. So if you've noticed, Rob Gronkowski's been in Nashville. You look over the last couple months, pretty good amount of times. You're probably going to see him again. Now, does that mean he's coming back to play? I don't know. Probably not. He seems like he's done. But
yeah, he's going to have to stop taking all those CBD and
I know
whatever
but
supplements.
He is in Nashville a lot. So there's that.
Boy, wouldn't that be some Gronk playing for the Titans, living in Nashville?
He'd have a good time.
Sweet. Following that dude around?
Yeah.
Baby Jesus. One more segment coming with up with Tom Alan Brady. Bell. Yeah. Let's. Okay.
Okay.
People are driving home thinking, what world are you guys on? One more segment coming up with Alan. If you want to weigh in, you may do so. 615-737-1045. We'll have plenty of time for phone lines to take phone calls in the 5 o'clock hour, as well as there's a whole bunch of stuff that we're discussing. Let me have a straight up discussion with you, though, about your roof. Mr. Good Roof, that's a name that you need to know, and it's easy to remember. And when I first met the guys, I've known Tommy McRae. This is his company. I've known him for 20 plus years. But when I first met the rest of his crew and met his dad and the whole Mr. Goodroof crew, he and I were having this discussion. He said, hey, man, when was the last time anybody was on your roof? I said, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. He said, do you know how old it is? I said, actually, no. When I bought my house, they said, we think the roof on the property just goes, we think the roof is 10 years old. That's literally all it said. All I knew about my own roof, he goes, let me come by and do a checkup. Do you know they'll do a roof tune-up for you? That starts at $385. They'll get, you know, you got those boots and all those pipes and everything. They'll make sure your roof is not leaking. That's literally the barrier between you and every horrible thing that happens up in the sky and falls on your house. So if no one's looked at your roof in years, get the roof tune-up. Start there. But maybe you need a new roof. Maybe you need repairs. I don't know. And you probably don't know either. So if you haven't been on your roof in forever, I would recommend you go to MrGoodRoof.com right now, or you just call Mr. Good Roof. have them come and check you out. They're going to be honest and let you know what's up. 615-824-8100. Mr. Goodroof.
Zone.
Reach all powered by the Tennessee Lottery. The Baseball Hall of Fame ballot is about to be announced in about 12 minutes or so. We'll tell you who's going to make it. Certainly Derek Jeter is going to go in.
Jeets, they're expecting more than 1 million people in Cooperstown this year. Can you believe that? I went there last summer for my 12-year-old participating in the baseball stuff that they do for 12U kids. And there are less than 2,000 people that live in Cooperstown. There will be more than 1 million people in this village nestled in the hills. I have no idea.
Yeah. How will they handle that?
Rural New York.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
And
they handle it. I mean, every year it's hundreds of thousands of people. I mean, it's crazy. And that Hall of Fame is unbelievable.
I was just about to ask. Like, me and my dad talk about that. That's a bucket list thing for us. And so it's awesome. It's legit.
I absolutely loved it, and I could have stayed all day in there. And it's interesting because I went in with my three kids. I've got three boys that are sophomore, seventh grade, and third grade. And I was wondering, like, I really thought the sophomore would hang with me and, like, check it all out. And he did. The nine-year-old did, too. Yeah. Like, the nine-year-old thought it was the coolest thing, seeing all these old jerseys and all of this old memorabilia. And you walk
he's
in.
He's a baseball kid, right?
He is. They all are. But you walk in, and it's – they've got on the screen playing who's on first.
Oh,
that's
really?
The first thing you see when you walk in. And you sit there and you watch it because we all know it, but when's the last time you actually sat and watched it?
Yeah. And to keep their attention spans.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and across the age spectrum. Yeah. That's legit, like, how great it must be.
So I just tweeted out a picture of Alan Bell, Coffeehouse Bell, and said he's in here stating his case for Tom Brady to be the Titans quarterback in 2020. I did include Tom Brady on the tweet, so maybe he will respond. Yeah.
Nice.
And we'll get some news there. I don't know.
Hopefully we will.
Do you like the Super Bowl matchup that ultimately hit? I think it's going to be a fantastic game.
I love it. I love everything about it. You look at everything that one team does positively, the other team has a counterpunch to it, right? Like, the 49ers just ran through the playoffs.
With a guy no one's ever heard of.
Literally, right?
I mean, Garoppolo threw 8 passes.
Yeah. 8 passes. Think about this.
That was the Titans blueprint.
It was very Titans-like. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think Chad Withrow said it. I think he said it best the other day. They're the Titans on steroids. You know what I mean? Like, they are just extreme, right? But
they have a pass rush.
Yeah. Yeah. The Chiefs can stop the run. Yeah,
is there another Bosa available for the Titans?
Yeah, literally.
Supposedly there is one more Bosa.
I heard there's
Harpo
one more.
Or Zippo. There's another Zippo. One out there.
Zippo, like the lighter?
Yeah, let's get him.
Like Mark's brother.
No, yeah, I mean, there's just a counterpunch, right? The Chiefs have an amazing offense. The 49ers have a great defense with Richard Sherman out there. I mean, there are so many things about it. It's going to be a phenomenal Super Bowl. I can't wait, especially after what we saw last year. You know, not that it was bad. It was just, 13-3, pretty low scoring. I think we're getting a high one.
What's the latest with the Antonio Brown situation? There's all kinds of weird things happening with
police activity.
Yeah, Bleacher Report just came out and said that he's kind of somewhat barricaded in his house. They're trying to, persuade him to come outside of an alleged battery against a truck driver, like a delivery driver of some sort. So that's literally where it's at. Scary, scary situation.
So a lot of police.
Yeah. Heavy police presence. You know what I mean? It is. Like, it's just a sad situation. Everything that we've seen out of him. You know, you just hope that the guy can just get some help and just calm down in life. Not even football. Just calm down.
Let's throw out the quarterback thing for just a minute. And obviously we got lots more visits to talk about all this stuff. And one of the questions that Don Davenport had for today, I'm sure we'll probably go down this road tomorrow, was, all right, is this good to great, which was the slogan for the Titans. Did they manage to get there? And if you say no, what are the pieces? What do they need to get to great? Because for the Titans, the offseason started as soon as that game ended on Sunday. When you start looking at all these free agents, when you look at these guys at the Senior Bowl and all these places, biggest areas of need that you'll be shopping for in your mind for the Titans.
Sure.
I was going to say, even if you agree that they accomplished the good to great, what were the areas that were not good to great?
Yeah, so
greater.
First, I agree. Yes, they definitely went from good to great.
If you're in the Final Four, that's a great season.
That is a heck of a season.
I mean, there's no other way to say it. They play for an AFC championship.
Absolutely. Heck of a season. And especially they got better when it got tougher, you know, and that's what you want to see. And that's exactly, you know, why everybody that's a Titans fan should be proud and excited for next year. You know, you look at it and say, all right, now you're great. Okay. Like, let's just use that, you know, that term to continue progressing forward. You don't need a ton. You just got to find those pieces. So I think a pass rush for sure is where you're going to look at. You're going to look at the cornerback position, you know, just in terms of depth and, you know, what they do with Logan Ryan. But then you're kind of just looking at it, you know, really as, you know, the Bill Belichick and the Patriots do, as, you know, Mike Tomlin and the Steelers did, you know, there for a while, that you can afford yourself to go after luxuries. Right? Like, you don't have to go after just dire needs in the draft. You can say, you know what? What happens if we, let's go get another stud wide receiver. Let's put it on the other side of AJ Brown. Let's make this offense ridiculous, right? Like, you can afford yourself to do that, and you can afford to take chances. And not that the Titans haven't been solid. Yeah.
That's an interesting idea.
Absolutely.
Well, they're about to have to make a fifth-year option decision on Corey Davis.
Yeah, yeah. And that this offseason is going to be crazy. Take the quarterback part out of it. You know, I mean, there's a lot of decisions to be made. But they're in a position, and they're getting there to where you can take risks and you can evaluate and say, you know what? We don't have to buy Christmas gifts of what we need for the family. We could get
socks
Christmas,
and underwear.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Kids want a PlayStation, go get them a PlayStation. You know what I'm saying? Like, not every team can do that. Not every team at all can do that. And if you can find yourself in that position, man, that means you're ahead of the game. And that's where you want to be.
Derrick Henry, obviously a big decision. We certainly, from just hearing things and talking to people and seeing things and all
the Titans 100% want him back and are willing to pay.
Yeah.
Can't help but wonder what that's going to look like, because right now the gold standard of running back contracts is Ezekiel Elliott. And it doesn't seem like it was like Albert Pujols' contract in baseball for a long time. It's like, really, does anybody else need that? But if you're Derrick Henry's agent, you're saying, hey, this guy just won you two games in the playoffs. He's worth as much as anybody at the position or more.
He is. And I know that a lot of people say, you know, the running back position isn't, you know, it doesn't matter. No, it does matter. You just have to keep investing in your offensive line as well. Yeah. And the team's sitting solid there. Derrick Henry is going to be here. He absolutely should. What that number is going to be, don't know. But the Titans are in, you know, top 10 with most salary cap available, you know, this year. So good spot to be in. Now it's really of just when they get it done. And you're right. You know, what is that number? What's a guaranteed number look like?
Alan Bell from Sportsline. What's the early Sportsline look at the Super Bowl brewing up, Des?
It's going to be tight. It's going to be tight. It's going to be a close game. Everything that we thought, you know, leading up when we went through all four teams, right, of what the potential odds could be, this line is going to be exactly where it is. We're going to get a heck of a Super Bowl. It's going to be awesome.
Think the ratings will be good?
They're going to be phenomenal. This is I was talking to a friend of mine at SeatGeek, and he was going through the ticket prices. They're up already 9% since last year, and it's going to be the highest ticket price since 2012, mostly just from Chiefs fans alone. And you know, 49ers, that's a huge fan base. This is going to be awesome ratings, awesome fans going. I mean, it's going to be, you don't want to say perfect, but it's going to be a pretty dang good Super Bowl.
Well, the point counterpoint with the Chiefs offense and the 49ers defense, to me, that's the thing I'm most looking forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you look at it, what do the 49ers do? They get up on teams, right? That's really where they kind of kill you. Patrick Mahomes was 4-0 this year when the Chiefs were behind by 10 or more points. 4-0.
Unfortunately, we got to look at that on Sunday.
Yeah. And another stat on him of how good he is, he's never lost a game by more than 7 points. Incredible. Like, this guy is just nuts, man. He's incredible.
Kenny Vaccaro said after the game in the locker room, he's the best in the league, and it's not close. He goes, that's my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, look at the Titans defense. I mean, that's a defense that was running through a legend in Tom Brady, Lamar Jackson, the MVP. Their defense was playing great. And you looked up and said, buddy, I don't know if there's anything they can do. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is just that good. In the air, on the ground, he can just do it all. He's their leading rusher this year in the postseason. Yeah. This guy is just incredible.
It was on Sunday.
Yeah.
All right, Coffeehouse Bell. heading to get a latte. At Alan Bell 247 on Twitter, or best place to get the Sportsline info for people?
Yeah, sportsline.com. Go check it out. We've got an entire Super Bowl suite with picks, analysis, stats. You know, you look at it, 12 of the last 15 Super Bowl winners. I think it's, 12 of the last 13 of the last 15 Super Bowl winners have worn white jerseys.
Yeah.
Yeah. The last seven teams or something that lost the coin toss won the Super Bowl. Yeah. We have all kinds of crazy stats on there. Go to sportsline.com, click Super Bowl, check it out.
Like all this crazy brought to you by Alan Bell and Sportsline. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
104.5.